What do we know about, I guess, the incidence of fetal abnormalities and conceptions that occur while patients, for example, are on tamoxifen?
There's plenty of literature about teratogenicity of tamoxifen in rodents. There is virtually no information, reliable or consistent information, about the teratogenicity in people. It's always been assumed that tamoxifen had those capabilities, and it has to be assumed to be correct. Ironically, we have a lot more information about chemotherapy's effect on fetal outcomes in pregnancy.
What do we know about that?
The MD Anderson Hospital has sort of taken the lead in this issue over the years. They published one of the first sizable series of pregnancy outcomes in patients receiving chemotherapy for early-stage breast cancer diagnosed during pregnancy, and they updated that information at the ASCO meeting. They now have accumulated a sizable number of patients. There are in excess of 50 people treated during pregnancy with either neoadjuvant or adjuvant chemotherapy. Their presentation was an excellent one because the chemotherapy was consistent along in the entire population. It was FAC. The patients generally received 4 to 6 cycles of therapy while pregnant. And, of course, they were tracked for both short-term complications and slightly longer-term outcomes. This time, what they did was they actually had some information on the offspring. Now, that's a little bit hard to acquire. It requires a bit of a field exercise, I suppose, tracking down these children and then assessing their health. How does one exactly do that unless you bring them in and look them over in your own institution, and you can't really do that. So they obtained health histories primarily from the parents. And they also examined the perinatal problems the women had. And the message was that there didn't seem to be a downside to any of this. There were no unexpected mortalities for the mothers. There were no excessive perinatal morbidities or mortalities for the children. And the follow-up period, which is, as you could understand, relatively short, has revealed no unique developmental problems for these children. They did look, I think, with great scrutiny at the various perinatal and delivery complications that occurred. They looked at the comprehensive health history for as many children as they could find, and there were no recurring themes. And they presented this, I think, very eloquently and gave us all a reasonable degree of comfort that adriamycin-based chemotherapy can be given safely in the second or third trimester. I must emphasize that these patients were essentially all treated after the 12th week, and most of them treated in the third trimester.
I would assume there must be patients who've also been treated in the first trimester inadvertently or without knowing. Do we know, have any data on that?
We really don't. We've examined our own limited database for people who have become pregnant inadvertently. We were only able to find 2, and in each case, termination of the pregnancy was recommended. And I think that if a patient does get treated inadvertently in the first trimester, it probably is prudent to recommend that the pregnancy be terminated.
It was interesting in this case that I was telling you about. This patient not only got chemotherapy, but also radiation therapy, had an amniocentesis, decided to have the child, actually died shortly after childbirth, and I think the child's now a couple years old and doing well. Of course, one case doesn't prove anything. That's kind of interesting. Yeah.